between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at Old Farm FF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
From the Shoe Swap, this is Balmoral Blues. This is David Blaine with Balmoral Blues. You're listening to the best blues radio in British Columbia's Shoe Swap. Starting the show is the legendary John Lee Hooker with his influential debut recording that soon after release was number one on the R&B charts in 1949. This is John Lee Hooker with Boogie Chillin'. This is David Blaine. You're listening to Balmoral Blues, and that was John Lee Hooker with Boogie Chillin', which influenced hundreds of songs, and it was the first song that the great Buddy Guy learned. And on Buddy's latest album, released on his 89th birthday on July 30th, in homage to Hooker, he opens with a short acoustic snippet of the song showcasing its influence. From Buddy Guy's Ain't Done With the Blues, this is a different song, Blues Chase the Blues Away.
doesn't matter what I do, my curse is gonna stay. I got panic depression, don't do no good to pray. All I can do is sit and wait, it's calling me from the grave. I ain't got no woman, I'm walking on alone. My brother moved away and my sister's long gone. I got panic depression, don't do no good to pray. All I can do is sit and wait, it's calling me from the grave.
Just listening to Big Martin with Don't Do No Good to Pray. It's from his album Sucker Punch Blues. Devin Allman, who's the son of Greg Allman, has a new album called The Blues Summit, which covers a lot of musical ground, but is grounded in the blues. This is Devin Allman with Peace to the World, which also features Robert Randolph, Jimmy Hall, and Serena Green.
Smile on your face. I'm talking to everyone in the human race. We're
This is David Blaine. You're tuned in to Balmoral Blues. Harmonica player, songwriter, and vocalist Billy Branch has a new song called Begging for Change. It features Sameka Copeland on vocals and Ronnie Baker Brooks on guitar. This is Billy Branch and the Sons of the Blues with Begging for Change.
Brother on the corner asked for something to eat. I look down and I see he's got no shoes on his feet. Says all my kids are hungry, my rent is past due. Brother, can I get a little change from you?
Oh, bro.
With her unmistakable vocals, that was the Alexis P. Suter Band with God Gave Me the Blues from the album Just Stay High. Boston area musicians John Brotchler on guitars and banjo and Paul Galacci on vocals, harmonica, and guitar are the One Dime Band. On their new song, they also feature Tony Lynn Washington. From the One Dime Band, this is Here to You.
Didn't need no one to save me. All the toil and all the strife, look at the person that it made me. Said always to yourself be true, gotta hold on to your family too. Everything that we've been through, it all brought me here to you. Yeah,
it all brought me here to you.
With all the love we grew, it all brought me here to you.
It all brought me here to you.
All the love that we grew. All the years that passes by, for every moment I'm so grateful. Yeah. me here to you.
From their debut album, that was the J. Giles Band with Cruisin' for a Love. This is David Blaine with Balmoral Blues. You can make a blues request or comment about this show at radio.balmoralblues@gmail.com. John Christopher Morgan is a drummer, vocalist, and songwriter who was born in Detroit, Michigan, and now lives in California. His debut solo album is a rootsy, bluesy affair called Right on Time. This is John Christopher Morgan with his version of Guitar Slim's Done Got Over It.
But I done got over it. Said I done got over it. Said I done got over it. Done got
same, but I done got over it. Said I done got over it. Said I done got over it. Done got over it at last. Cause I done got over it. Said I done got over it, yeah. I done got over it. Done got over it at last. Thank you.
from Bone Shakers, that was Ain't Good Enough for Me from Live to Be This. Tom Jones may have been a pop star, but his real talent is with R&B, and on some late career albums produced by Ethan Johns, a lot of the pop gloss has been stripped away, though Jones' distinctive voice stands out strong. From the album Long Lost Suitcase, this is Tom Jones with Everybody Loves a Train.
Los Angeles, Detroit, America, USA. Sitting right about here watching high heels and sneakers tread concrete platforms headed straight for who knows where and why and how come. Going down the rails, coming back. A train coming, going clack, clack, clack. Thinking in a sick brain. Say, man, where you going with all those stories? Wrapped up in suitcases and handbags and old rags. Says I can't stay because the 1240's got my name. Well, it goes without saying that everybody just loves a train. Saying everybody just loves a train. Go ahead, call us insane, but we all just love. We love a train.
This is David Blaine with Balmoral Blues. Next up is Nashville-based Patrick Sweeney, who over the course of his career has played classic rock, soul, country, and of course, vintage blues. And they're all present in his self-produced album, Baby It's Late. This is Patrick Sweeney with My Time Ain't Long.
sitting there. What's the name? Oh, what's the name of the dog? His eyes are black. He watches me and everything I do. He looks friendly. He never barks. He never sleeps. And he never eats. What's the name? Oh, what's the name of the dog?
Erki Harji on vocals, guitar and harmonica, and Andreas Ballman on vocals and drums. That was Ian B. Haircut with What's the Name of the Dog from their album Polaroid Blues. And that's all the time we have left for this show. We'll close with Do I Move You from Blues Escape featuring Joanna Livick on vocals. Until next time, this has been David Blaine with Balmoral Blues.
Pleases me. Are you ready for this action? Does it give you satisfaction? Are you hip to what I'm saying? I groove you? Is it thrilling?
CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present a new Airwave YGK workshop brought to our community. Young, emerging local musicians are welcome to join us on August 21st at 11 a.m. at CFRC for our free industry intro, Getting Your Music Out There workshop with Mark Garnas and Chancellor Miracle. Come learn about getting your band booked, applying to festivals, procuring booking agents, touring, funding, submitting music to CFRC and other radio stations nationally, plus other great tips and tricks for emerging musicians and bands. Space is limited. Register now through Instagram at CFRC Radio or our website at cfrc.ca.
On Saturday, August 23rd, Gales Game Day returns to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes! I love football!
Tune in at 2:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff for the 100th game between your Queens Gales and the hated Western Mustangs.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through the summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mack, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Ivoe and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
When I say B, you say B.